In times of crisis, many people look for meaning in their faith, often in the company of others. But during this crisis, they're cut off from their houses of worship, and their religious leaders are keeping their distance. So providing pastoral care under these circumstances requires some creative thinking, as NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Churches have closed their doors across the country, but their parking lots are generally open, so there are still opportunities for drive-through worship.
We're going to have you pull up. You're next.
Pastor Faith Wilkerson is greeting people in their cars outside her Methodist church in Shadyside, Maryland. A church volunteer holds up a sign that says, "Free drive-through blessing."
Good morning. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Some of the people who pull into the parking lot are members of this church. Others stop by just because they need to share what's on their mind. One couple is grieving over a death in their family, and that's not all.
Yeah, we lost our house. Got signed over January 15th of this year.
It sounds like you've gone through a lot of hardships in the last year.
She's had two new knees.
A death, foreclosure, medical problems. We need all the prayers we can get, this man says.
All right, let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that whenever two or more are gathered in your name, that you are with us. Lord, we ask for prayers this day for everyone anywhere who mourns a loss of loved ones, and especially these two who come before us in prayer this morning. We ask for
Wilkerson says the idea of a drive-through prayer service came to her while she was sitting in a drive-through line at Starbucks. That's the kind of imagination pastors need if they're to reach those members who depend on them personally. Pastor Tony Suarez, a popular evangelical preacher based in Virginia Beach, Virginia, has started leading an early morning communion service over Facebook.
Just get a little grape juice and then a piece of bread. Whatever you have, if it's a cracker, my goodness, it'd even be a goldfish cracker if that's what you have in your house. This is symbolism today. I believe that by his stripes we're healed.
The toughest part is keeping alive a sense of community. It's almost impossible in those places where gatherings of more than 10 people are banned. After the death of his father in Chicago, Sunil Shroff wanted his father's many friends and relatives to join in the celebration of his life. He hired a company, All Pro Audiovisual, to set up a live video feed of the Hindu funeral with opportunities for people to share their thoughts.
And thank you very much again for your messages. Please continue to give us messages because we're recording it and we're seeing it. We can't hear you, but you can hear us. And we hear you by the messages you're typing on the chat. Om Shanti.
Still, these virtual meetings are not the same, especially in the Catholic Church. At funerals and other sacramental rites, a priest needs to be physically present.
We're gathering people, so this is a little challenging, I think.
Kathy Amadai is a pastoral associate at a suburban Catholic church outside Milwaukee.
You know, I always say sacraments are the church's sign language. And so we can't use that sign language. We can't take that baby and hug them and say, "You're ours and we're going to take care of you." And we can't anoint the sick to help give them strength to let them know they're not alone.
Religion is not just about worship rituals. In many denominations, ministers have to get training in pastoral care in order to be ordained. People have needs that are not met simply by attending a service. All the more so now, just as providing that care has suddenly gotten a lot more difficult. Tom Gelton, NPR News.